Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, with Duolingo and other language apps just a click away on our phones, it's never been easier to learn a new language. But will keeping up with your Duolingo streak actually help you to hold a conversation in, say, French on your holidays this summer? Well, we have Tish Mulholland, a French, Spanish and Chinese teacher from Sion Hill College in Dublin here to tell us where we might be going right and where we might be going wrong. And Tish, you're very welcome to the programme. You're teaching languages to girls in secondary school. Would many of your students use apps to help with their studies? Is that something that might be useful?
Yeah, so I kind of encourage the girls, we're really lucky that we have iPads in the school, so I kind of encourage them to use apps in tandem, kind of a supplementary support to what we're doing in class.
And is it apps like Duolingo? Because I would have thought that Duolingo is sort of like something that you would use to just learn a language as opposed to supplementary, or does it work as supplementary?
I'd kind of encourage them Duolingo a little bit, but my preference would be an app like called Quizlet. So with that, I can create a set of flashcards based on the vocab that we're learning specifically. Duolingo is lovely for very random vocabulary, like I can ask the elephant for a glass of water, but it's not necessarily practical for first year learning the items of the classroom. So Duolingo is a bit of fun, but I kind of would try and kind of get more specific into what they actually need at their level.
Okay, because, you know, there are some people who are trying to learn a brand new language, you know, just as sort of a thing to do in their spare time through Duolingo. Mm-hmm. Is it not useful for that then, or is it teaching you the wrong things? Do you think people who may think that they know how to speak a bit of French might find themselves in France actually not able to ask for the things they need to ask for?
I think it kind of depends on your commitment to it as well. You know, I know myself, I do a Duolingo every day, but it's just kind of to get my streak in. I don't know how much I'm actually taking in. But if you were kind of to sit down, commit to it, maybe make notes of your vocab, then it would be a little bit more beneficial. I know a big change when they updated it was they got rid of the grammar tips option. So that was a real pity because you could go in, even I remember looking back at Irish and it would kind of go and talk you through the differences between like a gomagut and shin, shiv, sheath, that kind of thing. But they got rid of that, which was a real pity. So I think maybe it's not as effective as it could have been.
This is not going to be politically correct, right? Tish, but I would say that you would learn more during a weekend or a week, wherever the language is, right? In full immersion with a pint. And I'm not advocating drinking generally, but because you lose your inhibition and totally immerse yourself in a language than you would on any app for 6 months.
Yeah, I'm fluent in French after a couple of glasses of wine. You
see what I mean?
Then German.
I give you exhibit A. Am I right though, Tish?
I think you would be right. It's unfortunate that I can't promote to my own students, but definitely, I think, you know, you do, it's the inhibition, it's that kind of fear. And I think particularly, I know, like teaching girls, I think teaching Irish people, you don't want to kind of be seen. I think we have this thing of like, oh, I don't want to be seen as a know-it-all, or I don't want to be seen as like, oh, who do you think he is kind of thing. So I think we have this fear of speaking a foreign language.
Yeah. Why is that, I wonder?
I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's just their kind of personalities of you don't want to be seen as a show-off or a know-it-all. You know, I was abroad last year, and it's going to sound like I'm a know-it-all and a show-off, but I was talking to a student from England. She was 17, and we were practicing Spanish, and she was brilliant at it, and I just couldn't get over her confidence. And I think that's just something maybe that is lacking a little bit here, is that kind of fear of sounding stupid, or that fear of sounding, of making mistakes that I think we have.
But you know, it always struck me that everything that we're deficient in say modern life, I know we don't have time for this, but we lack social contact, we lack opportunities to get out of our comfort zone, sometimes we lack that kind of cerebral challenge. All of these things you get from learning a language, not from an app, but in total immersion.
Absolutely. And you get that from making mistakes. Like, you get that from being in a situation where you need to ask for a specific item and you kind of get around it and you challenge your mind. Like, if you don't know how to ask for a scissors, for example, you might say, I need something to cut paper. You know, you'll get those words. So, yeah, because we can just look up the word for scissors on Google or any dictionary and get it there and then, so we don't necessarily exactly have that kind of challenge to interact with somebody else.
Can I ask again, just in terms of what you're teaching in school, or not you specifically, but what the curriculum teaches children in school when it's French or Spanish or German or whatever the language might be, and also the apps. Are we taught the stuff that we need to know, do you think, for actually operating in those countries at a basic level? You know, like, who needs to know how many sisters and brothers you have or where you grew up?
I think we do generally. Like, I think a big topic would be, say, food or travel directions. Mm. Things like that. So I kind of, you know, I'd kind of hope by the time that my 6 years leave me, that if I threw them in a country where they couldn't speak the language, sorry, where they didn't, where the English wasn't spoken, that they'd survive, kind of thing. Maybe we don't need as much in-depth knowledge of, again, brothers, sisters and things like that. But I think overall, the course, if you kind of really get into it, does kind of provide you with enough to get by.
Okay. One person, I must applaud this person who's texted in to say, I have a 1,735 day streak in Spanish on Duolingo. Oh my God. I don't think I've ever done anything for 1,735 days in a row. And it has definitely helped, says that person. Well, I'm sure it has with that sort of dedication. Another person is wondering what app it was that you recommended, Tish, for languages.
It's Quizlet, Q-I-Z-L-E-T, yeah. Now, it's mainly just
Quizlet,
for vocabulary.
Sorry, is this
so
Quizlet?
Quizlet, yeah.
Quizlet, okay.
So it's mainly just for vocab, but I went back to college a few years into teaching to do Mandarin, and we had kind of sets of vocabulary to
show
learn
off.
Every week and show off. I
show
know
off.
This is it. But the Quizlet was what really worked for me because it was just specific to what I needed. Duolingo, I had to start at the beginning. And I don't need to learn how to say hello and goodbye, you know. So Duolingo is great if you're okay. Brand new. But if you've got, I think people, for example, who want to go back and maybe improve their Irish, Duolingo will frustrate them. Yeah, Duolingo would frustrate them because they're like, I know how to say hello and goodbye. I know how to say my name is. So I think Duolingo is great from scratch, but maybe for other people might be frustrating.
All right, Tish,
Sarah's
going to
sign
much.
Off in Mandarin now.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that because I haven't had a couple of glasses of wine. Tish Mulholland, thank you very much for joining us.